Jody Denberg here, and with two amazing musicians, Mr. Jimmy Vaughn and Mr. Mike Flanagan, who have a new album called Live at Seaboys. And before we even get into that, when I was talking about Dan Penn's birthday, Jimmy, I saw your eyes kind of light up over there. You're a Dan Penn fan, obviously.
Absolutely.
And last time he was in town, I remember we were at the Paramount Theater with him, and he was talking about maybe coming out to see you guys at Seaboys. Did he do that?
Yeah. He came over and sat in the front booth. They were all sitting there all night, and I didn't even know he played at the...
At the Paramount?
Yeah, at the Paramount. So I'm learning stuff all the time, but...
He's a car fanatic, which I think it's fair to say you are as well.
Yeah, he came over to my house one time just because he wanted to look at my cars.
We had a birthday cake for him a year ago, and it was a car. Steve Wertheimer made it, and he was very, very pleased. Jimmy Vaughn and Mike Flanagan are here. This new album is called Live at Seaboys, and congratulations because you captured lightning in a bottle, because that's what goes on at Seaboys when y'all play. I've been lucky enough to see it several times. Let me just backtrack for a minute. When did the two of you first connect musically? Do you remember when you first played together?
Well, I was playing up at the gallery, and Jimmy used to come in. He'd sneak up in the back and watch Dave Biller play.
Yeah, and I still do that, by the way.
And then he did that a few times, and then... Of course, I didn't really know Jimmy. I knew him from seeing him around town. I'd see that truck with the flames on the side. And I'd say, there's Jimmy. But, I didn't know him that well. And but anyway, he came in, and then eventually I said, well, hey, would you sit in?
No, I think I said, hey, why don't you let me play? Because I love that stuff.
Oh, shoot. Right. Well, however it turned out, I ended up going over to Jimmy's house, and he has a Hammond organ over there. And so we just started playing, and Jimmy loves that kind of music. Of course I do, and so that's kind of how it started.
Did you have such a shared vocabulary that it wasn't like you had to sit down and go, hey, let's learn this song, hey, let's learn that song? It was more like, we're gonna do this song in this key, boom,
right.
Let's go.
That was like that. Yeah.
And you said that kind of music. Now, I hate to put labels on stuff, but what would that kind of music be? Because on the album, I mean, you guys are even covering the Beatles, so there's a wide swath.
Yeah, what he meant, and you jump in here, I'm just talking. Okay. It's an organ trio way of doing things. When I was a kid, and I'm sure Flanagan too, in the 60s, in the early 60s, all the organ trio records were popular. Jimmy Smith, Jack McDuff, Jimmy McGriff, all of them, on and on and on. And it was popular music on the radio, and they would cover popular soul tunes or ballads or blues or whatever. And, it was on the jazz stations, and they'd play it before the news on the soul station, and everybody knew about organ trios.
Now, I'm from a generation maybe just a little bit younger, so my Hammond B3 players were like Ian McClagan of the Faces, Steve Winwood of the Spencer Davis Group. You know, that's the people that I heard on Hammond B3s. Mike, right. Did those people have an impact on you, or was it the people Jimmy was talking about primarily?
Well, really it was like Brother Jack McDuff and Big John Patton, who was kind of my main guy, because I loved him, and so I went to the Northeast and found him. And he's the one that really showed me how to play the B3. You know, he had made a lot of Blue Note records. But those were the guys. You know, the Hammond organ, there's so many ways to play it, and there's so many styles of it. Rock way, or a soul way, or a gospel way, country way. I mean,
jazz.
Jazz, a lot of rock records. Boston has a lot of organ. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can go with it. So, but that was the way I wanted to go.
Because we're talking about this, I think the best thing that I could do right now is play a song from the album and kind of get everyone's feet wet, and then we'll come back and talk some more. But I want to point out that Jimmy Vaughn Trio featuring Mike Flanagan, Mike Flanagan Trio featuring Jimmy Vaughn, they will be with George Raines at Seaboys Friday and, well, tomorrow and Saturday nights, and then next weekend as well. Then they have a break, and then you've got them for three consecutive weekends at the end of December, including New Year's Eve. So there's a lot going on with Jimmy Vaughn and Mike Flanagan and this trio and this album, Live at Seaboys. So the first song on here, You Can't Sit Down, what's that, the original of that?
That's Philip Church. combo. And here I am again. When I was a kid, I used to ride my bicycle up to this Dairy Queen and put a quarter in the jukebox and play "You Can't Sit Down" over and over, part one and part two.
Deal. The new album is called Live at Seaboys. Jimmy Vaughn Trio featuring Mike Flanagan. Jimmy and Mike are here. That song, "You Can't Sit Down," Jimmy learned from a Phil Upchurch record. And the trio is playing tomorrow and Saturday nights at Seaboys, next weekend the same, and then 3 weekends in December. So we should make mention of the late Frosty Smith, who's playing drums with you guys on this whole album. He passed away in April at the age of 71, worked with so many great players, Delbert, Lee Michaels, Soul Hat, Doug Somm, Rocky Erickson. He brought, I guess he was like you guys, he spoke the vocabulary so you could just sit down and go for it.
Yeah, he told me when he was a young man in San Francisco Bay Area that he was in a band that played, they had an organ, drums, guitar, maybe a couple of horns or something. And that's what they did was the, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he told me he used to go see Groove Holmes in Oakland. Yeah, he really knew that stuff. I mean, when I was starting to try and learn that, the drummer for that kind of music's everything, and Frosty knew all about it. You know, he was the guy.
When I've seen you play and I saw you with Frosty, there's like a telepathy going on. It's unspoken. There's eye contact.
Well, me and Frosty had the same birthday.
Is that right?
Yeah. Equinox.
March 20?
March 20.
Yeah.
Wow. First day of spring.
So you were tied together in that way. So Frosty passes, God bless him, but you guys keep on and you have the equally wonderful and great George Raines.
George Raines.
Who has played with, well, played with you, Jimmy, so much, but with Boz Scaggs and Willie Nelson and so many people. He also spoke this language. See, it's interesting to me because I don't speak this language either as a musician or as a fan. It's not something that was in my formative, you know, schooling. So I'm learning it from you guys. So George, he was with you. He can go there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he's from Fort Worth, and he learned all that stuff back in the day when it was popular on the radio. And
well, he's such a stylist, too. Both those guys they have such a style unique to themselves, and, of course, they're great musicians. So you get together. I mean, they have George Raines on drums. As good as it gets, really.
So, okay, here's a question. You can slap me for this. As a fan, sometimes you're going, wow, maybe Jimmy would like to have another guitar player, or maybe Mike would like to have someone else to play off of. But the trio has everything that you need, it seems. I mean, do you have people come up and play with
you? Yeah, yeah. A lot of singers come and sing with us. Soul Man Sam. Lots of different singers come and sing a couple of songs. Or maybe a tenor player will come and play with us sometimes.
I was talking to somebody the other day. I forget who. We were talking about three people in a band. And Oregon Trio, of course, is three. And it's when you're three, you can kind of go where you want to go together. And it seems like when you add the fourth, you have to kind of know more what you're doing ahead of time. When it's just the three of you, if Jimmy's going somewhere, we can follow. You know, and since I'm playing the bass on the organ, I control that. And so for some reason, that Oregon Trio format really makes it easy to change. Every night's different. The arrangement changes, the endings change. If you want to keep going, you can do that. If you want to bring it down, you can bring it up. It makes it real nimble like that.
Yeah. Mike's playing bass, too, with his feet.
Pedals.
So, right. So, you know, it's like two guys together.
Right. So it's really a four.
He's going to change keys, he knows to tell his feet.
It's true. Sometimes I forget to tell the feet.
So what about the improvisational nature of this? If you're feeling like I'm into a good solo, I would like to take this another few measures or whatever, you just kind of look over to Mike.
Well, that's the fun thing about this little group we have is we pretty much, we don't play the same way every time. We may play the same tune, and we have a little head that we do at the beginning. And then in the middle, anything can happen as long as we come back together at the end somewhere.
It's magical.
So it's a lot of fun. We get to do what we want and improvise.
That's what it's about. When you're making music in this day and age, when you get to do what you want, that's the bottom line.
Well, the one thing about us is we always do what we want anyway, whether they get mad or not.
I haven't heard any objections. Let me ask a couple of a gearhead sort of questions. First of all, Mike, Hammond B3. I mean, I used to watch our friend Mac hump his gear every week into the Lucky Lounge. That's a bitch to move around and I mean, bottom line, right?
Yeah, it is. And, now they have all the portable things that you can use, but I've never used one. And I've always said, well, I'm going to, if the guys before me could haul it around, then why shouldn't I be able to do it, you know, haul it around? Because nothing else gets that sound. I don't agree that it sounds just like and all that. Like, it just, with a real Hammond B3 and a real 122, nothing else sounds like that. And it is heavy. I mean, it's 450 pounds. Now, luckily, I don't have to really haul them like I used to, but I used to haul them all the time, and I'm sure I'll haul them again, you know?
Yeah, it's the wood smell. You know, it's wood and tubes
and oil.
All the stuff they don't want now. You know, it's...
Yeah, there's oil in it. You have to oil it. It smells like oil. It smells like a car, kind of, when
it's
hot. I'm going
to introduce you to my friend Sean McCarthy. We'll let him carry the organ around. Let him do the dirty work. Jimmy,
He's done it.
When you go down to play with the trio, do you have like a bunch of guitars that you have set up for different songs, or do you just kind of have your one main guitar?
I take one that I use for this session. I take an extra in case I break a string or get in trouble or something. But
what is that guitar?
Well, right now I'm playing a Japanese guitar that I got on eBay for $245. And what it is, it's a fake Coronada.
Oh, it's a beautiful.
Yeah, doesn't it have a name brand or anything? It drives people crazy. Guitar players go crazy when they try and ask.
One guy came up and said, "Hey, man." He sat there all night, and then he goes, "Hey, come here." And he said, "What?" On the break. And he goes, "What kind of guitar is that?" I said, "I don't know." He didn't like it.
Well.
He said, "How come you don't play a Gibson or a Fender?" I said, "Well, I like that one." He goes, "What is it?" I said, I don't know.
Another good one. One time I heard you say on a break, a guy goes, "How come you don't play a Fender Strat?" And you go, "I'm saving up." I heard that was a good one.
Someday I'm going to get me a Fender and a really nice car. Somehow I'll make it happen. Jimmy Vaughn, Mike Flanagan are here. C-Boys tomorrow and Saturday and next weekend and 3 weekends in December. And then they've got another thing brewing that we'll talk about, the Jungle Show. But we're going to play a song called Dirty Work at the Crossroads, which I guess I first heard you play, Jimmy, at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival. It was one of the first times.
Do you remember when... Yeah, we did it on the radio also. Mm-hmm. But it's an old Gapemouth Brown tune.
Sad affair. There's daddy work at the crossroads. Lord, what a sad affair. You didn't love me, baby. And my best friend, you did adore. I know you didn't love me, baby. But my best friend, you did adore. You know I'm gonna be okay, honey. Although my poor heart is sore, why'd you do it, baby? Thank you.
the crossroads. Jimmy Vaughn on vocals and guitar, Mike Flanagan on the keyboards, and the late Frosty on drums. Together, they've put out Live at Seaboys, which is where you will find Mike and Jimmy and George Raines tomorrow and Saturday and next weekend and three weekends in December. It's so much fun to go see these guys play if you haven't had a chance to, and the record really captures it. Congratulations. Jimmy, as I said, one of the first times I heard you play that song was at the Crossroads Guitar Festival with Eric Clapton, and I saw that lately you've been playing. Eric just did some scattered dates. What was it, New York and Los Angeles, and you and Gary Clark Jr. joined him for those?
Right, right. We played New York City, Madison Square Garden, and then we played at the Forum in L.A. for four nights.
So when you play with Eric...
It's a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
You can get it.
You can get it. Are there certain songs that he really likes to play with you, like you know what he's going to call for because it's you?
Well, no, he just, he usually brings this out at the end. Like he would bring Gary and I out, and he likes to do, you know, Bo Diddley or something like that. What was the name of that song?
Before You Accuse Me.
Before You Accuse Me.
Oh, Before You Accuse Me, Take a Look at Yourself.
Yeah, that's Bo Diddley. Yes, sir. But, you know, he's liable to do anything, but he didn't tell us.
He seems like he's in good health?
Absolutely, yeah.
Good.
He's great. He's the greatest.
Glad to hear it. You know, those of us in Austin, I think I speak for everyone in the room, we take such pride in the fact that Eric, who we all grew up listening to, you know, he gets our guys. He's like, yeah, I want the guys from Austin. I want Jimmy. And I know you guys have a long personal friendship that stretches back many years, but it's just, it's great to see and makes us feel good.
He loves, that's the kind of music he likes.
Yeah.
And, you know, he plays a lot of different kind of things, but most of it is blues or blues-based, you know, very country kind of blues, and then all everything in between. So he's doing what he likes.
Again.
And so, again, so we're trying to take lessons from him and remember that, all of us.
Now, what about taking the trio out on the road? Of course, it's great because you're here, you're at Seaboys, you're a little ways from your houses, but would you want to go out on the road now that this album is out, Mike?
Well, we've talked about it. We were talking about some stuff in London and some different things, maybe going to Ireland.
We want to go to Ireland.
Yeah, so we...
Because we're all Irish. We have Irish names. Every one of us, George Raines, Jimmy Vaughn, Mike Flanagan. We need to go to Ireland, yeah. Don't you think?
I think you should.
Ireland, you need to bring us there.
Get an Irish roadie. Oh, wait. you're covered there as
That's
well.
That's right.
So I've mentioned all these dates that the trio is doing, including New Year's Eve at Seaboys, which would be a great way to bring in the new year. There's another project that Mike and Jimmy work on called The Jungle Show that includes Sue Foley, Billy Gibbons, and Chris Layton. And we should give a birthday shout-out to Chris Layton. It's his birthday today.
That's right. Happy birthday, Chris.
Chris Layton, happy birthday. Is that Irish, too?
Chris Layton? I don't
Layton.
Know. Maybe. Maybe is Whipper. Is that Irish?
Yeah.
Maybe so.
I know Foley, Sue Foley.
Yeah, Sue Foley.
Yeah, that's
sure.
That's
that's an accident. We didn't plan this.
It's all happening organically and beautifully. Is that how the Jungle Show came together? Mike, you were working with Billy? Or
well, that was a real accident because what happened was Billy was playing the Austin City Limits, the ACL Hall of Fame, where they inducted B.B. King. And so he called about me playing with him on that, and he said, well, the other artists, you know, they've already doing like 3 o'clock in the morning or Thrilla's Gone or Every Day I Have the Blues, whatever it was. He goes, what do you think? What should we do, you know? Well, I had been listening to in my car for about 3 months. It was stuck in my CD player. It was B.B. King's The Jungle album, which I love that album.
Yes.
So, of course, I just said, well, man, we ought to do The Jungle. Nobody's going to do The Jungle. And so we did. We did The Jungle, and that was on a Wednesday was that show. And Thursday, he had off. Friday, he had a ZZ Top gig. So I said, well, hey, man, you're off. Would you want to do a gig? Would you just throw something together in Austin? And so he said, yeah, but we need a name. You know, what do you think? I said, well, what about the Jungle Show? Because we just did that song.
I think I'll move out in the jungle.
Yeah.
Way out in the woods.
BB.
Because he didn't want anybody fooling around with his woman or coming over at his house.
So the repertoire for the Jungle Show also, though it's obviously different from the trio, a language, a vocabulary that's shared and maybe just a little bit more preparation that you have to do or not?
Well, yeah, a little bit, but mostly it goes back to just doing what we like to do and that's stuff that's fun. And so it's all, I'll let Jimmy talk because I like hearing him talk. Come on, Jimmy, hop on in.
Well, we do just a little bit of everything. We do sort of a few things from each guy's own career. And then we do all the stuff that we couldn't do in
without
previous lives. You know what I mean? Like all of our favorite stuff. So we do a little bit of everything, and we do ZZ Top, kind of messed up ZZ Top.
Well, the thing that, because I had worked, of course, with Jimmy and Billy, and they've known each other forever. But if I'm around either one of them separately, they always talk about the same things. They always talk about, you know, Jimmy Reed.
Slim Harpo,
right? The Nightcaps. And so when we all get together, that, you know, there's so much common ground, and, you know, you just throw out a Nightcap song or whatever, and everybody...
I first met Billy when I was 15, and the way we had there was a place in Houston called the Catacombs, and this was in the mid-60s, and it said Billy Gibbons from Houston and Jimmy Vaughn on the same stage at the Catacombs. And I would be on one side and he would be on the other side, you know. And we're supposed to battle it out.
The Jungle
Show. So I've known him a long time, you know, and it's really great that we finally get to do this kind of stuff.
Don't miss the Jungle Show. That's December 26th and 27th at Antone's. It's Mike and Jimmy along with Billy Gibbons, Chris Layton, and Sue Foley. And then pretty much most weekends you hop into Seaboys, you're going to find Jimmy and Mike and George Raines playing. Well, there's only 8 songs on the trio record, so there's a lot more than what you're hearing tonight. But you're getting a good taste for what these guys do. And just thank you. It's such a great thing. Like when Dan Penn was playing that gig and he said, so is there anything else going on in town tonight? I go, well, you could go down to Seaboys, Jimmy Vaughn and Mike. Yeah, I'm gone, you know. It's such a rich resource for music lovers to have you guys there. So thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for being here tonight as well.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
And I wanted to play one more song. I'm thinking Come On, Rock Little Girl. And this song.
That's Smokey Smothers, right?
Yeah. That was a 45 I had. Smokey Smothers, Come Rock Little Girl.
Swing and drag it, Lord. You're not too steady. Come on now. little lover, baby.